Hello everyone, welcome to yet another episode of Sunrised Podcast. This is IPL special episode because we have this is IPL season and we're going to record team previews for all the 10 teams. Today is a special episode because we have a special guest. We have Dr. Sudhir Ravula with us. Sudhir Ravula is part of the University of Alabama and he is also a SRH fan. Sunrisers Hyderabad fan. So today's episode is obviously going to be about Sunrisers Hyderabad. Hello Sudhirana, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks Abhinandan for a nice introduction and also inviting me to the Sunrise cricket podcast. And I'm really glad to be here.
Thank you. I know you are a very diehard Sunrisers Hyderabad fan. Can you tell me for how long have you been following them and what made you a fan of the team?
Right from the IPL started, I was just watching IPL seasons right from the beginning, and I was in the Deccan Chargers. I'm from Hyderabad, so yes. I usually support for my local team, not whom. Although I like other teams, but Sunrise Hyderabad or the Deccan Chargers are the one which I really love to follow them and try to support my home ground team.
Fair enough. I think,
watching each and every game, season, and also following the Deccan Chargers and Sunrise Hyderabad.
And then you had some good times too. Sunrisers have won the IPL and Deccan Chargers won it too. So, yes.
Yes. Like if you combine two franchises together, Deccan Chargers won in the second season to 2009 and Sunrisers Hyderabad, if I'm right, it should be 2016.
Correct. So, a good team with a good history, and they didn't have a great season last time. But how do you feel about the team this time? They've got some good players in the auction. They've got some players back from injury. How do you feel about the team? What's your overall feeling about the team this time?
Frankly speaking, for me, it's like kind of a baggage, mixture of a few things. When it comes to the overseas players, it is like kind of very tremendous players. Each player is like a champion for their national team. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the domestic players or the Indian players, then it is other kind of feeling. So if you combine together, it's kind of some mixture of combination. If I will say from 2021 or right from the beginning of 2018, they are having a good players. On paper, you can see very good players. Mm-hmm. Everyone is really good. But the problem is only comes with the combination on the day of playing, whom they are going to pick it up. That's what a real biggest challenge for SRH.
That is true. I think last time also they made a lot of changes to their team. They didn't have a set combination. But do you feel that this time, because of the players they went and got in the auction, that they can have a settled combination if they have a good beginning in the first two games?
I feel like they got a good buys, and also like they also they released a couple of players this year, like 2023. After that, they released a couple of players like Harry Brook, Adil Rashid, and Kartik Yagi, and Mayank Dagger. So they try to release some of the players whom they are not playing very well, whereas Harry Brook. They are not consistent with him. They keep changing the position, either top order, middle order, batsman. So he's not completely settled with this. So it's good they release them. But also they got a good buys, like Travis said, Asranga. So these are the good picks they got it so that they can fill the bag. Before buying it, they also got the Shahbaz Ahmed from RCB. So these are the few areas which are kind of lacking, but they did better, but they can do much better.
That is true. So now that you have talked a little bit about the auction, let's go into the next section. I want to ask you about the auction specifically, because Sunrisers Hyderabad had a sensational auction in many ways. of course, the one player that took the news was Pat Cummins for a record 20.5 crores at that time. But then again, like you said, they had other buys in Travis Head, Hasaranga, and also a couple of Indian players as well. So who was your favorite buy out of the auction?
I felt before going to the auction, like kind of before the auction begins, I thought they will be focusing more on the Indian players, frankly speaking, because that's what really lacking, because we have good overseas players even in 2023, like Eden Markram and Phillips, Klassen, Marco Jansen, Faruqi from Afghanistan. So we have a good core overseas, and maybe we are little lacking in the spin department. So Hasaranga is really good buy. He could really, and he also do batting. That really helps at the tail end kind of positions. But when after auction, the news is everywhere about the Pat Cummins.
Right.
Because right before the auction, maybe a month or little less than that, is like kind of the T20 match was, championship was conducted, and Australia won that. And Pat Cummins has good leadership qualities. He has like kind of a test championship. He won the test championship and also the T20 championship. So everyone was towards him. Everyone wants to buy him because he's a champion leader. So he was looking. So everyone wants to buy him, and it is a good buy. But 20 crores, it is like how much? 20.5 or 2.6 million is like kind of little bit higher, because what he has achieved as the T20 in T20 or in especially in IPL, we need to question a little bit more. What is his contribution? Because he was not just started in IPL right away. He was playing for KKR last season, if I'm...
That is right. He was playing for KKR.
So that's what he's been there in IPL. But his contribution or his like kind of... he's not that great enough. Even in the national team, he's leading the team. He's having good qualities, bringing a nice team and everything. But how much good he is going to bring for that price is like kind of baggage. But for example, last year they got Harry Brook for a high price, and they was making him to play in every match, but they did not allow him to settle at one particular position. They keep shuffling him from top order to middle order, or sometimes they even haven't taken him to the team, so he did not make it to the team. That's what happened. And again, surprising about the buy, they also made him a captain for the SRH, where Eden Markram was doing really good last year, and he was been in the team in 2022, 2023, and he also been with the same franchise for the South African League, and he was building a team. But when it comes to the Pat Cummins as a player, as a captain, he was not been with the team for a long time. He has to understand.
True.
So the mingling with the domestic players, like the Indian players in the SRH team, they're not playing any international matches, except if I'm not wrong, Washington Sundar.
That's right.
So he is the only one, but he's been in and off into the national team. Apart from that, there's no like kind of player in SRH. That's what something lacking. Did I answer your question?
I think yes. I think that answered the question. I think I echo your feeling too, where I think Pat Cummins is a good buy, but I think they overpaid for him. 20.5 crores and like you said, in the IPL he has been on and off. Sometimes he's available, sometimes he suddenly says I have to go play for my national team. To invest that much money is interesting, but yeah, we'll see how it pans out. I want to also kind of ask you about
next question. I want to add something to this. Even I'm a little worse up Worried because now after this IPL, there is another T20 match will be going on in USA.
Right.
But I don't know whether Australia is going to call back their players, and I'm not sure whether Pat Cummins will be available again for the rest of the end of the season, for a complete season.
That is true. And one more interesting play I want to get your opinion on. Travis Head, they bought him for like 7 crores. Travis Head has had a great One Day World Cup, the one that concluded right before the auction. He was instrumental in Australia winning the World Cup. In the final, he scored 100, took a brilliant catch of Rohit Sharma, all of that. Do you think that Sunrisers got swayed away a little bit by what happened in the World Cup and bought players based on the on their performance purely in the tournament, not considering what they had done in the previous IPL? Or do you think it's a good buy?
I feel like what you said in the beginning, this went with the championship, what they were got it in the, like when the ICC tournaments, when mm-hmm. playing in ICC tournaments, like Pat Cummins, Travis said, they did tremendous job winning their country. That's what I feel. But what the contribution for the IPL is different.
Correct.
And okay, Travis Head is a good buy, but 7 crores is something little higher. But we already have a good players. Maybe they could consider him as a like a substitute or a, like a replacement player for if any player can get injured. But 7 crores is something like a little higher. Maybe something like a 5 crores or little, it's not too much, but okay. I feel like Travis said is a good buy, but when it comes to the Pat Cummins, it's too like kind of stretch. Maybe they went like kind of ego clashes with the RCB. Even RCB is trying to fill up their gaps in the bowling team, so mm-hmm. they went behind the Pat Cummins. Both always RCB and the SRH are like kind of rival teams because we always beat them in the finals.
Mm.
And trying to push away from their getting the cup.
That's true. I think, yes, that concludes our auction section. This is going to be the final section of our podcast where I just want to pick your brain about, you know, what you think the probable playing 11 would be, who would be the 4 foreigners and also the impact sub.
This is the biggest question.
Right.
It is not easy. It usually should be easy one pick for overseas players. If you look into other teams like CSK or Mumbai Indians, the overseas players, they could easily pick them, and they could they can come into the top 11. But when it comes to the SRH, it is the biggest challenge whom to pick and with whom they are playing. It always varies because we have very good players overseas, like kind of Aidan Markram, Travis Head, and Pat Cummins. Now he is a captain, so he will be there. So among four, one player is fixed. That's Pat Cummins. Then who are going to be? Like now, at the time of this recording, we can see they are SRH is playing with KKR. They went on with Marco Jansen, and they went to Glenn Phillips is one who is going to be, Glenn Phillips, Klassen. Klassen is one who is going to be there because he's the only wicket keeper we have. So Pat Cummins and Klassen is fixed. Now they wants to move around Travis Head or Markram or Phillips or Marco Jansen or Farooqi. But to me, I would say like I would go with Phillips because SRH is lacking with the middle order. The biggest problem, one of the problem is middle order. I would go with the Greenfields, Larson, Pat Cummins is fixed, and I will move around Travis Head or Aidan Markram depending upon where with whom we are playing. or sometimes Asranga. But luckily, Asranga made easy for us, right? Because he is joined a little late,
right.
If I heard right. So he made a little easy for us. So I would move around Travisade or Markram depending upon with whom we are playing with. When it comes to the Indian players, definitely we would go with Abhishek Sharma, who is really playing well in the domestic and also for SRH and Rahul Tripathi. And Mayank Agarwal will be there. Whether it will be opening or it could be a middle order. But I would always prefer Mayank Agarwal and Abhishek Sharma as the opening players. Then followed with the Tripathi. And Abdul Samad is the one who can be a sub. He will be like kind of a sub. And these are the players. But when it comes to the all-rounders, I would go with the Washington Sundar. He is like a bowling all-rounder, not a batting all-rounder. And
that is true.
I would go still with the Washington Sundar and Mayank Markhande for a spin bowling. And depending upon the team, as I said, we would go with the another spin bowler is the Shabada Ahmad.
True.
And finally, our bowling unit. And SR Rich is really strong with their Indian bowling core team.
Like that's Dinesh right.
Ishwar, Natarajan. And Umran Malik, instead of Umran Malik, maybe more experienced guy, I would go with the Jaydev.
Right, Unadkar.
Yes, Unadkar, Jaydev Unadkar. So I would go with him. Maybe sometimes I would choose Umran Malik because Umran Malik needs little more experience.
That is true. But yeah, I think...
rest of it, this is my like kind of team. But it always depends upon with whom we are really playing on the pitch. Today, for example, in KKR, I was expecting to be like a spin bowling pitch, which is the more stronghold of the KKR. But the pitch is really like kind of a batting pitch.
That's right. It'll be interesting game. As we speak, I think the game is getting heated up right now. KKR batting first in their death overs. But once again, I think that brings us to the conclusion of our podcast. Thank you, Dr. Sudhir, for joining us and giving your insights on Sunrisers. And I hope that they have a better season than they had last time and entertain all of us. Once again, thank you for joining us, Sudhir.
Thank you, Abhinandan, for inviting me for this podcast. I just love speaking with about SRH and the IPL. And I would like Sunrisers to do much better than from the previous seasons. I think on the paper, they are really good, but it's only the combinations. If that is set right, then SRH will be a strong team. Should be in the top four.
Wonderful. Thanks, Sudhir, for joining us. That brings us to the end of another IPL special. Stay tuned for more. I think we have a few more teams coming out soon. Once again, signing off from Sunrise Podcast.